thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And General Conference is coming up in just a few short weeks, and many people are preparing for it in different ways. And for this series, we've interviewed a young single adult, a mother of three, and today we'll be talking about how missionaries prepare both themselves and their investigators for this worldwide event. Having served a mission myself, I know that it can be a challenge to get non-members of the church interested in listening to prophets and apostles and other speakers they've never heard of for 8 hours over the weekend. But we've got special permission today from their mission president to interview Sister Haney and Sister Bucky from the South Carolina Columbia Mission to talk about what they do to prepare for conference. Thanks for joining us, sisters.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited. So, as missionaries, what do you look forward to most about General Conference?
Oh, General Conference is a spiritual feast for us. It's a time where we get to focus on ourselves and our relationship with God and receiving answers to our questions.
Great. Now, how do you personally prepare for conference on your mission?
Having only had one conference on my mission so far, I found it really helpful to create questions that I wanted answered as I watched General Conference. And so that's one way that I prepared.
And Sister Bucky, what about you? You haven't had a conference yet on your mission, have you?
I have not. And I've actually only prepared for or watched 3 General Conference days. So I'm really excited to be able to watch conference as a missionary, just because it's such, like Sister Haney was saying, such a neat opportunity for us to hear from the prophets and apostles and just to really reflect on Christ.
Absolutely. And you've been a member of the church for how long now?
Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in June.
Wow. Now, how did you, as an investigator of the church, what did you feel about conference when you were watching it before you were baptized?
Well, I didn't get to watch it before I was baptized, but I did get to watch it several months after I was baptized, and it was just the best thing ever. Like, it was just so amazing to know because, I mean, you know that the prophet is real, but then to be able to hear from him and from the apostles and just to feel the Spirit and feel what God and Christ want us to hear specifically is just so amazing.
Absolutely. Now, how do you two talk about conference with your investigators? How do you explain it to them, and how do you get them excited for it?
One of our investigators that we've talked to about it, we've actually given her a conference enzyme from last October, and we've explained about the structure of the church, and we've emphasized how important it is for us to be receiving this modern revelation from our Latter-day prophet. And so she is going to be very excited to be able to watch this presentation from our modern leaders. And so she's preparing by studying about last conference.
That's a great idea. I'd never thought about doing that for people who don't really have experience watching conference before. So this specific investigator, what do you hope that she will gain from watching it?
Definitely answers to her questions. She loves the church, loves everything about the church, but has some things holding her back from being baptized. But I think the General Conference will definitely give her peace about what she needs to do to create her life in closer harmony with God's standards and with His will for her.
Well, that's great. And Sister Bucky, what advice would you give to less active LDS members or non-members about watching conference and what they can get out of it?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's just so important to recognize that, like, the prophet is real, and I guess just that specific revelation for each of us, just for them to understand that the prophet really does receive revelation in these last days for us, for everyone, and that it's another way in which Christ and our Heavenly Father can communicate with us because they love us. That this is, like, we have a modern prophet, and the gospel is restored because they love us.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great note to end on. Thank you, sisters, so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So remember that General Conference will be broadcast live starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Saturday, April 2nd. And you can watch it live or later on mormonchannel.org. And it's a great thing to invite less active family members and interested people to watch with you so that they can learn more about prophets and apostles and modern day revelation, as the sisters said. Well, our quote of the day comes from Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and he said, "Conferences have always been a part of the true Church of Jesus Christ. Adam gathered his posterity and prophesied of things to come. Moses gathered the children of Israel and taught them the commandments he had received. And the Savior taught multitudes gathered both in the Holy Land and on the American continent. These conferences are always under the direction of the Lord, guided by his Spirit. Oh, how we need General Conference. Through conferences, our faith is fortified and our testimonies deepened." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.